Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and we're running down today, of course, the brand new comic books that are out tomorrow, March 31st, 2021. Thank you so much for everyone who's checking us out live right now. And, you know, we're going to run down everything that's new. I want to remind everyone that Monday, we are giving away tickets, Fandango free ticket codes for Godzilla vs. Kong. So you can go see it in the movie theater if you're so inclined to do so. We will be hooking that up tomorrow. Monday on the live show, which is on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. That's twitch.tv/checkpointxp, and we'll be giving away brand new codes, voucher codes for you to get tickets through the Fandango app so you can go see Godzilla vs. Kong for free, all right? That's Monday, we'll be giving away that. But we're going to run down the new books that are popping in the stores tomorrow. Starting off with Avengers Academy Volume 3 is a complete collection. Avengers by Hickman Volume 4, another complete collection. Avengers Curse of the Man-Thing, number 1. Burn at the Touch of the Horror. Critically acclaimed writer Steve Orlando makes his Marvel debut with a blockbuster celebration of Man-Thing's 50th anniversary. For decades, the Man-Thing has haunted the Florida Everglades. Now a new enemy has hijacked his body on a quest to take his incendiary abilities global. We wake to fear as gargantuan monoliths menace cities worldwide, with only the Avengers standing between the population of Earth and a planet-wide inferno. Can they save Man-Thing in time to douse the fires? And does the man inside the Thing, Ted Salas, even want to be saved? Introducing a sensational new villain, the Harrower, part 1 of 3. Look at that. And it's the first appearance of a new villain for Man-Thing, I guess. There you go. And alternate covers. I guess I'll be picking that one up. Beta Ray Bill, number 1. For all you Beta Ray Bill fans, that's going to be in stores tomorrow. From the pages of Donny Cates' Store and spinning out of the events of King in Black, the second most famous wielder of Mjolnir, the right-hand man to the God of Thunder, and now a warrior without his best weapon, Beta Ray Bill is tired of playing second fiddle to Thor. And with Bill's famous hammer, Stormbreaker, recently destroyed at the new Allfather's hands, tensions are higher than ever. The Corbinite must strike out in search of a new weapon and a new destiny. Assuming he can first defeat a nullified Fing Fam Foom. Writer-artist Daniel Warren Johnson and colorist Mike Spicer take Beta Ray Bill on a journey beyond the shadow of a god. Plus, this oversized first issue contains an exclusive conversation between Johnson and Beta Ray Bill's creator, the legendary Walter Simonson. Cool. That's another new books. Number 1's coming out tomorrow in stores. Look at that. I got Black Cat number 4 hitting stores. Captain America number 28. King in Black, Ghost Rider number 1. I'm not going to read that one. I'm not going to read that synopsis there because that's just a short. Return of the Valkyries, King in Black number 4. Shang-Chi collection there. Silk number 1. All right, they got me. We'll read that one. By day, Cindy Moon is an intrepid reporter for the upstart new media empire, threats and menaces under her old boss, J. Johanna Jameson. By night, she's Silk, crime-fighting superhero. But those worlds are about to collide as an investigation into a series of gangland murders puts Silk and everyone she loves in danger. Who is this powerful new player in New York's underworld? Where did she come from? And what is she doing with that strange cat demon? It will take all of Cindy's prowess as reporter and hero to find the answers and stay alive. Written by Maureen Gu and drawn by Takeshi Miyazawa, Cindy is on assignment and nothing can stop her. There you go. Cool. Silk number 1. Maybe interesting. What else we got here? Star Wars High Republic number 2, third printing. You want to get on that ship. And number 3, second printing. Wow. I guess people are buying those books, huh? Symbiote Spider-Man number 5, King in Black. Interesting. The Union number 4. U.S. Agent number 4. X-Men number 19. X-Men Legends number 2. And some alternate covers there. It's all in stores tomorrow. Dynamite Entertainment and their massive alternate covers. Let's see. Betty Page Halloween Special. Deja Taurus number 11. Let's see. Red Sonja Halloween Special. Red Sonja the Superpowers number 3. Red Sonja alternate covers. Vampirilla number 18 hits stores tomorrow. Vampirilla versus Purgatory number 1. A special signed Atlas edition. It's going to be up on somebody's wall in some comic book shop. Vengeance of Vampirilla number 16. Alternate covers. And that's it. Image Comics. Crossover number 4. The second printing. Number 5 hits stores tomorrow. If that's you, it's your thing, crossover. It's your chance to get on the Johnny Cates boat, the Danny Cates boat. It's a love-hate relationship people have with that guy. But yeah, his new book's out tomorrow, number 5, crossover. Decorum number 7 hits stores tomorrow. Nokura second printing of number 1. Redneck, that was I haven't even read that book yet. It's sitting in my stack of things to read. Redneck number 30. Shadecraft number 1. That's something brand new here. Let's read that. Zaddy Lou is afraid of her own shadow. She's a teenager, so she really should have grown out of it by now, right? But something weird is happening in her small town. Zaddy can swear the shadows are coming to life, watching her trying to kill her. But how do you fight something you can't even touch? And how does all of this tie into her family, of all things? From the creative team that brought you the Eisner-nominated Skyward writer Joe Henderson and artist Lee Garbett, join Zaddy Lou as she ventures into the shadows to face her fears and discovers a legacy she never knew she had. Register pitch. There's dark tones of Demon Slayer and Something is Killing the Children. Meets a cast of contemporary teen characters not unlike Veronica Fish and Kelly Thompson's Sabrina the Teenage Witch. There you go. That's what that book is going to be all about, ladies and gentlemen. Shadecraft number 1 in stores tomorrow. You know, something new if you want to jump on that. Alternate covers too. Spawn 316 hitting stores tomorrow. Some alternate covers there. Pretty dope. Department of Truth second printing number 2. Still a chance for you to jump on that boat too. That's another good hot selling comic book right there. Two Moons number 1 second printing. That's it for Image. Yen Press has a bunch of their anime stuff coming out. Not going to run that down. Boom Studios has Berserker number 1, 1,000 copy Myers cover. Okay, if you haven't jumped on the Berserker train yet, still time for you. There's still time for you. Okay? There's still issues out there. He's definitely going to turn that into a movie or a show on Netflix or something. It was just reported on. So, you want to jump on that Berserker train? It's happening. That's Keanu Reeves' new project. He created this character, so that's why it looks like him. Firefly, number 27. His store is tomorrow from Boom Studios. What else we got? Gunner Craig Court, Volume 7. I guess that's a collection for kids. Power Rangers Unlimited, Hair to the Darkness, number 1. Dope. I like it. All you Power Ranger freaks. New book tomorrow. Hair of the Darkness, number 1. Hair to the Darkness, number 1. Let me say it right. IDW Publishing got a Full Breed of Comics and Culture Quarterly number volume 4, Corgi number volume 5, Marvel Action Spider-Man number 1. I guess they're doing Kitty Marvel stuff on IDW. My Little Pony, Sea of Sorrows number 4. Interesting. Sound of the Hedge.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talk book, Last Ronin, number 2, the second printing. Hit stores tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. You can still jump on the Last Running Train. Get that them copies, okay? Transformers number 28. Yusaku Hiyo Jimbo Wanderers Road number 5. His stores tomorrow. Source Point Press got Black of Heart number 5. Claim Song of Iron Vice number 4. Cult of Dracula number 1. It's a number 1, but I'm not going to read that. Obviously, it's about Dracula. Come on. Damned Cursed Children number 3. Dead End Kids number 3. Yeah, so got these are, also, I guess, alternate covers. I don't know. The Suburban Job number 3. Hollow. It's like a one shot there, or a graphic novel. Cool. Spaced Out as well. Another one shot, quite possibly. The Aethel Mortal, number 3. Era of Wonders, number 4. Touch of Evil, number 14. Warcorns, Combat Unicorns for Hire, number 3. Yeah. Xenoscope has some issues, some books coming out tomorrow as well. Courier Liberty and Death, number 3. Grim Fairy Tales, 47. And a whole mess of alternate covers. Grim Universe, March 2021. Alternate covers. Van Helsing, Black Anis. Alternate covers. Ablaze. There's a bunch of different covers here. Comics here. I guess these are kind of different here. A Sister. Kagastard, Volume 5. Minecraft Inspired Misadventures of Frugal and Foley. I was wondering, interesting how they're able to use Minecraft. And that without getting in trouble. Done Sacred, number 5. Is also on there. A bunch of alternate covers. Vault Comics, Giga 3, Shadow Service number 6, Witch Blood number 1. Okay, we'll read that one. Let's see what that's all about. A modern Wild West road trip about a witch named Yana cruising the Southwest as a band of bloodthirsty biker vampires, the Hounds of Love, hunt her scattered coven for the source of all magic, Witch Blood. From the critically acclaimed creators of the modern witch tarot deck and long-lost comics, Witchblood, a blend of action lore and Americana, perfect for fans of Buffy and American Gods. That's Witchblood, number 1. In stores tomorrow, and alternate covers galore. American Mythology, Hatchet Vengeance, number 3. Well, and a bunch of Land of Time Forgot, Fearless, number 3. That's in stores tomorrow. What else we got here? The Moon Maid, The Three Keys, number 2. That's in stores tomorrow. DC Comics, Superman and Imperius Lex, Future State. This is number 3. Future State. We're getting some Future State books tomorrow. There you go. Alternate cover, John Constantine, Hellblazer Volume 2, the compilation. Joker, Harley Quinn, Sanity number 8. Justice League Odyssey Volume 4, Last Stand. Strange Adventures number 9. Strange Adventures number 9. Interesting. Batman, The Batman's Grave, Complete Collection. Okay, that's in stores tomorrow. The Other History of the DC Universe number 3. There you go. That's all. DC's kind of slim pickings this week. Keen Spot number 9. Biden's Titans number 1. I'm not going to read that. That's funny. God Mode number 3. That's also in stores tomorrow. Action Lab. Carmine number 4. Zombie Trap number 79. Had a bunch of alternate covers. Excellent. Dark Horse Comics has Bandette Volume 2. It's a, I guess, a graphic novel. Dragon Age. Dark Fortress number 1. The Witcher Falling Memories number 4. Young Hellboy The Hidden Land number 2. That's all in stores tomorrow. Kodansha Comics has their anime books coming out tomorrow. New books. PS Art Books has a bunch of art books coming out. Black Mask also has new comic books coming out tomorrow. Destiny New York 1. That's actually the only one they're coming out with. They got a bunch of alternate covers there. Coffin Comics, Lady Death, Malevolent Decimation number 1. All you Lady Death fans out there. Antarctic Press. Got some books there coming out. Gold Digger 284. Exciting Comics number 10. Look at that. And a bunch of other, a couple other ones I don't want to read. Black Box Comics, Shinokage number 3. Devil's Dominion number 3. All in stores tomorrow. Scout Comics has a bunch of books here. Grit. I think that's a one shot or a number 1. Sam and his Talking Gun number 2. The Empire number 1. That's all hitting stores tomorrow. Oh, let's read. Go ahead. Let's read. The Empire looks interesting. The newest entry in the Scout Nonstop Imprint. Years after Nero and Minerva's home world, Castor was destroyed by aliens, the siblings joined the dreaded Earth forces to ensure something like this will never happen again. When Minerva betrays her Nero and all they ever believed in, it's up to Nero to stop her sister before she reaches the alien alliance. For what Minerva has stolen may well turn the tides of war and spell humanity's downfall. Enjoy the world premiere issue, followed by the entire story collected soon after in one volume. Interesting. Sam is talking about number two, Grits. Was this a reissue? Grits from Scout Comics. When a routine troll hunting gig takes a gruesome turn, Old Man Barrow finds himself in the company of a wannabe doomsday cult. Just how he's going to get out of his backwoods nightmare? Well, that axe ain't just for show. Grit is southern fried sword and sorcery and pulp fantasy adventure in the mold of The Witcher by way of Southern Bastards. Oh, it's a collection of 1 through 3. There you go. Heavy Metal. Got some Amber Blake, Operation Dragonfly, Blake Beacon number 1, Sun Eater number 4. Rebellion has 2000 AD, February 2021. So a pack. That's some Judge Dredd stuff there. Aftershock Comics, I Brewed a Body number 3, Nuclear Family number 2. Got a couple new Archie comics. Artists, Writers, and Artesians, Bite Size number 4, Man's World number 3. Avatar has a Cinema Purgatoria, and then Warrior Nun Dora Volume 1. Book Palace has Pirate Tales and Westerns for you old school people. Caliber Entertainment, Mississippi Zombie Volume 2, that's an anthology, I believe. Lincoln Brigade, and probably another anthology. JY, I haven't heard that name in a while, publisher. Witch Part 9, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. Wizards of Mikey number 2. Legendary Comics, Godzilla, Dominion, and Kingdom Kong. Right, so they're getting ready for the big battle, Godzilla versus Kong. Don't forget that Monday on the live show on the Checkpoint XP, we'll be giving away tickets. Fandango codes, free codes. So you can get it from Fandango app, the ticket, so you can go watch it in a movie theater, okay? In a movie, participating movie theater with Fandango. Tokyo Pop has a couple issues coming out. Adverk, Vanaheim, Flaming Cerebrus Comics, Ahoy Comics, Edgar Allan Poe's Snifter of Blood, Amulet Books. Let's see. Behemoth Entertainment. Diamonds got their collector, their previous issue coming out, where you guys would like to do your pre-orders for stuff. Talk about comics. Man Cave Studios has something. Magnetic Press has Wacomo. I don't know if that's a one-shot or a collection. Nervous Map, New York Comic, Jimbo, Adventures, and Paradise. New York Review Comics. Omni Press has The Hazards of Love, Rickers Anniversary, University Press, Battle of America, and a graphic biography of Paul Robeson. Well, that's not going to be a good seller. Titan Books. Where's my Robotech Titan? The Adler Volume 1. Jesus freaking Christ. Anyway. That's it, guys, for New Comic Book Day tomorrow, October. I'm so lost in the world. March 31st, tomorrow. If you're listening to the audio version of this, thank you so much. If you're watching this on one of the channels, thank you so much for hanging out with me on running down the new books. Don't forget to go support a local comic book shop. Just type in Google, comic book store, find one close to you, and pick up any of these new comic books. They'll be in the store, hopefully, tomorrow. Depending on the size of the comic, you know, not a lot of the comic book shops order everything, or some of the big graphic novels, they might not get those right away. You may have the special order with them, but definitely order from them, man. They need the business. They're probably little small local owned small businesses. So go out and support a local comic book shop. And thank you so much for hanging out with me here on a New Comic Book Day episode of Geek Culture Congress. See you guys Monday when we're giving away those tickets to Godzilla. Monday on the live show. That's on Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel. Monday, 6 p.m.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.